You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. He's over there moving his lips as I say the words.
Remouthing what you're saying.
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
And today, our guest is Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It was... I just have to say that at the home show, Lauren was unable to be there for other reasons, but he had the most spectacular tiny home ever.
What I've heard.
The tiny home was there in my stead.
Oh my gosh. It is so cool. I actually had people come up to me and say, how are they going to get that out of here? Because it's very tall.
I've got a picture. We had centimeters to spare.
Yeah, I am sure.
As soon as we deflated the tires, it squeezed right through.
I was wondering about that.
We measured the garage doors before we...
Well, and I don't think the people that were asking me that really saw that there were big garage doors. But it was one of those things that was like, there are big trucks in here, of course.
You know, last year we built...
Built a home in there?
Yeah, it was smaller, but it wasn't on a trailer. It was on a skid. And that one we really did question whether or not we'd be able to get it out. But we did successfully get it out.
Yeah, you got to measure.
Right. And measure again.
Exactly. This one truly was on a trailer.
Yeah, it's a tiny home proper, mm-hmm. Yep. As proper as they can be, I guess. We enjoy challenges, and we get to build a bunch of regular size and even large homes. Mm-hmm. And we thought that this would be a nice opportunity for us to showcase our work and mm-hmm. some of our subs' work in a nutshell. You know, so it was a unique challenge. We did the design work ourselves, and so that's fun. Mm-hmm. We typically work with architects and designers. We're not a design mm-hmm. build firm, folks. We're just a build firm. But in this case, we pooled our creative juices. You know, the our in house staff there and came up with some really unique solutions to how to squeeze everything mm-hmm. into a small space artfully. And I was really impressed with what the team came up with, and I can take credit for very little of the of all the ideas. There was a group effort. It's so neat. If you haven't checked it out, go to my website, or rather, don't go to my website.
Go
to Facebook.
Or
drive by. It's parked in front of my office.
Yeah.
give me a ring, and I'll give you the guided tour, or you can do the self-guided tour.
It's all lit up at night. They turn it on so you can see in it at night. It's really cool.
If you're with the city of Bloomington, it's not a sign, okay?
It is not.
It's just a trailer parked up front. It's not permanent, okay?
Sorry. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it is very cool. And, I mean, you did a lot of little things. And I don't mean for the show to be all about your tiny house, but it was so cool. I love the outside. You rusted the outside.
Mm-hmm. It was core tin metal, which is used. We use it periodically on projects.
You did that on your own house, didn't you?
On my own house, mm-hmm. and we've done it on several other projects. In fact, we just built a beautiful house down by the lake on Nature Way that had quartz in panels. They're just amazing. That is on my website, folks. Check it out.
LaurenWoodBuilders.com.
That's right. And it's Lake House, I think, is how we what it's under. But in any case, it's a neat product. It rusts naturally, and then that rust forms the protective coating, so it stops rusting after a short time. It's used a lot in the South and West, but not so much in the Midwest.
And you sped up the process to start. Is that what you did?
Because I remember when
we were setting up with the home show, there were lots of large signs that said, "Don't touch."
Yeah, so we you know, it typically takes a year or two for it to form a solid rust coating or a uniform rust mm-hmm. coating. And so we put an accelerant on there. Well, first we cleaned, it comes with oil to protect it mm-hmm. from rusting,
oddly. Even
though that's what you want it to do.
We cleaned it, and then we etched it with vinegar, and then we put a rust accelerant on it, secret mix. That I found online. You can probably find it too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very
something with yogurt, probably.
It was neat. You sprayed it on and it just rusted immediately, like in 15 seconds or so. Wow. I took a video of it. Very neat. So it was, you know, it was a neat opportunity for us to mm-hmm. showcase mm-hmm. every part of what we do in detail, you know, in a really small in compact methods. So,
yeah.
So we were excited to be able to do that for the home show. We sure hope it's for sale, guys.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't build it for a person. You just really
no,
built
we
it.
Just build it. Yeah. And if
just
we don't,
they wanted to try.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. When we. And I don't know. There's a huge market. We only need one buyer.
Exactly.
It only takes one buyer.
But there, this is, like you said before we started the show, this is a movement. People are really into their TV shows on HGTV about tiny houses. And people want to do this and they want to buy them.
That's true. That's true. And we just, my management team and I went down to the International Builder Showdown in Orlando a couple weeks ago and maybe a month ago now. Mm-hmm. And they had two tiny homes. No, they had three in there.
Okay.
I don't mean to be pretentious here, folks. I didn't build this tiny home myself. It was mostly my awesome team. Mm-hmm. But what we did here was so much cooler than anything I saw down there. And I really feel like we executed a little work of art there.
Yeah, and I don't feel like you have any wasted space. I mean, there's like a pantry that pulls out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's between like the kitchenette and the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, it just like it's so cool.
Well, you have to build those like you build a boat. I mean, you have to use every little space. Mm-hmm. For storage and all of that. So,
Oh, yeah. There's some really neat mm-hmm. solutions to space in there. I think the bathroom is the most engaging piece for me there. But anyway, I think that the thing stands alone. Mm-hmm. It's a really neat little home and I think also really well executed. So come check it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what else have you got going on? You do renovations. You obviously will build houses if people want to do that. But I feel like you've been doing a lot of renovations. I've been watching your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of renovations. We it seems like we always have about one to three new construction homes underway. Feels like generally two, which is what we have going on right now. And we'll be wrapping those up this spring. We have two more starting this summer. But we do lots and lots of renovations. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the bulk of our work and where we shine, I think. Mm-hmm. Although we also shine on the new construction projects, folks. Don't get me wrong. We also do light commercial, and we've been doing more and more of that. Not necessarily intentionally, mm-hmm. but you know, we sort of like interesting commercial projects that have a little bit of flair, and mm-hmm. You know, we're not interested in just doing. Commercial warehouse space per se, but we're working on a couple of one big super secret project that I can't tell you about, but it's going to be awesome. I can tell you it's the old McDowell Baptist Church there on Rogers. So
okay.
It's been purchased and we've been hired to do the renovations there. So really excited about that. In fact, I just came here from there and things are looking really fantastic over there.
That's exciting. Yeah, so watch and see, everybody.
Stay posted.
Yes,
stay tuned.
That's super cool. I think that I said I've been stalking you kind of on Facebook recently. I don't know if you're just posting more or if your media team is doing that or what you've got going on with that.
It's the media team.
The media team of one. No. But you just posted. It might be the lake house that you are working on. You just did... you renovated a house, and it completely looks different on the front.
Mm.
You posted it's that, like completely that was white a, now, and
right,
it was
right.
brick.
That was a renovation, actually, that we did. Added second story.
Mm. Yeah, it's had
added a bump
on
out
it.
On the back and re-sided, re-windowed, really overhauled the house. I was showing pictures of that to a client yesterday, and I thought, I should post these on Instagram.
They're
so that's
awesome.
Where that came from. That's a really neat home.
Yeah, and it's
really
it's
neat.
One
that's
of those...
right off of Covenanter on Woodbine Drive.
Oh, okay.
Incidentally.
Yes.
So it's very white now.
It is.
Yes.
So it used to be brick, but now it's white.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
So be aware. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do that, I want to remind everybody that we are sponsored by Class 101 in Bloomington, which provides great expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process. Don't go it alone. Call Class 101 at 812-320-3702. Online at myclass101.com/Bloomington.